The government publishing office is on GitHub. The open source community portal already has more than 10,000 government users worldwide. They use it to collaborate on software code, data, and policy. GPO will share information about how content is stored and processed on its flagship federal digital system. Lisa LaPlante is the FDSIS lead program manager. She joins me now with more on the decision to form an open source community. Lisa, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
All right. So let's just set the scene a little bit. FDSIS has been up and running now for several years, and that's the main system of record for government documents at GPO?
Correct. Actually, I'd like to provide a little context behind, you know, GPO's decision to join GitHub. So GPO really produces and distributes the publications and information products in print and digital formats for all three branches of the federal government. So some of our examples are the Congressional Record, Code of Federal Regulations, the Federal Register, President's Budget, and even passports for the State Department. Now, a few months ago, the Government Printing Office was redesignated or renamed the Government Publishing Office. And this is really a very exciting and timely development for us as an agency, because as the information needs of Congress and agencies and the public have evolved beyond print, and you know they really have since 1861, GPO has continually transformed itself to meet our stakeholders' needs. And you know, having publishing as our new middle name, it reflects the increasing role that GPO plays in the information in digital formats.
Okay, so FDSIS is a big system. There's 1 billion document downloads, I think you report, since 2009.
But 1.4 billion, actually.
Okay, 1.4 billion. Every day there's another half. But it's a big piece of software, too, correct?
Absolutely, absolutely.
And so what pieces of it are you sharing on, or are you sharing code on GitHub, or what are some of the other things you've decided to share there?
So we're actually looking at, we actually have 4 repositories right now on GitHub. And, you know, that's just a start for us, but that's, you know, what we wanted to launch with. We have a sitemap repository. It provides information about how the FDSIS sitemap implementation can be used to crawl and harvest FDSIS content and metadata. So if I'm a developer out there in the world and I want to know a nice, easy way to pull down content and metadata, I can look at that repository. We also have a bulk data repository. It contains user guides for the XML that's available for bulk data download from FDSIS. So this is we have user guides for congressional bills, bill summaries, Code of Federal Regulations, Federal Register, and they really function as user guides or data dictionaries for the XML. So the developers aren't left out there hanging, trying to figure out what's going on in our XML. We have a link service, and that provides information about our 13 most popular collections on FDSIS, so Federal Register, the CFR, presidential documents, congressional bills, laws, statutes, the code, calendars, prints, hearings, reports, documents, so a number of really popular collections. And the service allows users to create links to information on FDSIS based on metadata. So, for example, a link could be created to the most recent version of a section of the U.S. Code or the Code of Federal Regulations. So a developer would put this link on their site and know that the link to the U.S. Code is up to date without having to update their links when a new edition comes out. So this is a really great way for developers to tap into all the wealth of resources that we have. And our 4th repository is actually a collections repository. And it provides information about how GPO parses metadata from our content files and what metadata is available for specific collections. So we have, for example, the regular expressions that are used to parse information out of the Congressional Hearings collection. And we really plan to expand that out to our other collections.
So you've got some more that you can do in the future to add to this GitHub area.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, you know, we plan to continue to provide information about how content is stored and processed, and especially as we develop our next generation FDSIS website.
So it seems to me this is a two-way street. That is to say that developers out there could look at this and say, you know, if you did this, or if we added that, it would do this much more functionality or operate this much faster, so it could help the GPO. And by the same token, almost, you know, developers in almost every industry in which there is a government law or regulation, that's pretty much every industry, could develop apps and applications to quickly get information very specific to whatever their vertical part of the economy is.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, you know, according to GitHub, there are 8 million users currently on GitHub, and 10,000 of those are government users, and that represents, you know, over 1,000 government organizations from 30 different countries. You know, some of the other federal government organizations include GSA, National Archives, NASA, Smithsonian, White House. And we really saw this participation, you know, trace its roots back to May 2012. That's when the White House released their digital government strategy. And that one of the aspects of that was a call for agencies to participate in open source communities. And we really see GitHub as a great way for GPO to interact with the developer community that's already using or might be interested in using the content and metadata available on FDSys.
We're speaking with Lisa LaPlante. She's the Federal Digital System Lead Program Manager at the Government Publishing Office. And so it sounds to me like there's a lot of apps potentially at the end of all of this.
There absolutely could be. You know, another great thing about GitHub is that it's a web-based computer source code sharing platform, so a developer could find a project that they're interested in. So say a developer might be interested in one of GPO's GitHub repositories. They could make a local copy of that repository, and they could then, you know, potentially make changes or suggest changes, and then they would issue what's called a pull request. And that's really starting a conversation around a proposed change, and it provides information about what they would like to change and where they'd like to change it. And if there's agreement on that proposed change, the change is then pushed back to the web repository where it's available for other users. So we're really broadening the audience and broadening the potential access to government information here.
Now, when GPO develops modules and functions for the federal digital system, federal deposit system, maybe that they have it too, but for this FDSys, do you use contractors or do you use in-house programmers? My question is, when contractors develop this code, is the understanding that it belongs to the United States and therefore it can be made available through open source communities?
Absolutely. So we use a mix of contractors and GPO staff. And absolutely, if code is developed for the FDSys program, then it is, you know, it's in the public domain and potentially could be made available on GitHub. So that kind of leads me into our next generation FDSys website. So we're really looking to overhaul the public website, and we want to have a mobile first design strategy. We want to incorporate an open source search engine, provide users with access to related content, and just improve the overall site usability, and then really deploy it on new hardware and an updated network infrastructure. So we've been live since 2009, so it's really time for us to do some of those software and hardware refreshes.
Yeah, in website terms, from 2009 is almost like ancient history.
It is. And part of the great thing, this gives us an opportunity to really look at some of the open source technologies that are out there for next gen. So we're looking at using Solr, which is an open source search engine. We're looking at some open source technologies for the user interface, like Backbone JavaScript Library, RESTful JSON interfaces, Bootstrap, you know, just really looking at some of these open source frameworks to take advantage of some of the recent developments in web technology that'll make our site really look good on a desktop and also function really well on mobile devices.
I was going to ask you, looking at the traffic that you get now, and I imagine you do study the traffic, do a lot of people seem to be going to the federal digital system from mobile devices now?
So we are seeing an increase in the amount of traffic that we're getting from mobile devices. You know, everyone sees in the workplace that there are more folks attending meetings with their iPads or their laptops or even their mobile phones. So we see that that's going to continue to increase, and we want to make sure that as that increases, we're able to provide users with access to government information on their devices.
So can you imagine even someone with a small device, an iPhone or something of that nature, being able to, with a few clicks on that device, get to a specific piece of the U.S. code or to a specific line in a bill, from Congress?
Absolutely. And really providing information in open formats like XML, it makes it a lot easier for users to access that type of information on a mobile device, because you really can go directly to a section of the U.S. code or into a section of a congressional bill.
So as you develop the next generation of the federal digital system, and suppose you use a contractor to do that, is there a requirement that you will put out that it has to be using open source software?
Well, it's something that we're going to look at for each one of our individual components. There are, as you mentioned, FDSIS is a very, very large system. So not only is it a public website, but it's also a content management system and a preservation repository. So we're going to look at it component by component. We definitely know with our search engine that we want to look at open source and definitely take advantage of some of the open source technologies that are available for web applications.
And what is your timeline for saying, here it is, folks, today you can now get federal digital system in a fully responsive site on a mobile device or a desktop?
So we're planning to launch NextGen as a public beta in late 2015, and we're looking forward to continue to engage with the developer community as part of that process, and our GitHub account will help us do that.
All right. Lisa LaPlante is the Federal Digital System Lead Program Manager at the Government Publishing Office. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.